Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
Well, I thought that all that was transferred to you from the person I was speaking with.
Yes, I do apologize. If you'll give me a second to see if they may have transferred that information over. I did not see it at first, but if you'll give me a moment, I can double check that. And while I am looking at that, may I ask whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Kathy.
Thank you. And so that I do see where they did transfer over the information, so I can make sure that I wasn't over the correct account. Could you verify the billing address for me, please?
6520 South Gary Avenue.
Thank you. And if you'll give me a second to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, it will take me just one moment.
Okay.
So, yes, what I am showing is that there you would have already called and had this account canceled, and there would have been a refund for the 7-4 charge.
Well, I thought what I have written down as I spoke with her is that I had a 100% refund, and all she gave me was one refund on one charge.
Yes, the refund she would have been referring to would have been a full refund of the latest charge.
Well, I did not catch this on my credit card. I had no intention of enrolling in anything or joining any kind of a club. I paid for the mail and the mail charge, and I shouldn't have because I got my credit card number and got me joined into this club, which I never intended to do, and have been charging me since February, and I don't know, I cannot explain how that got by me on my credit card receipt, but it did. So is she saying that she won't give me any, you won't give me any credit but the one charge?
If you'll give me just a second, I can see if there may be anything else we may be able to do. However, those are valid charges, as it does inform you in the terms and conditions by doing the welcome gift that you would be signing up for the Gadgets Club. And you do have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through with the transaction.
So when I sent in my money and didn't read the fine print under the, I don't know where it was, that meant that I had signed up for this club.
Yes, in the terms and conditions, it would inform you that by doing the welcome gift, you would be signing up for the Gadgets Club, where you would pay $56.95 per month and receive a $125 voucher in your email each month to the Gadgets Club. And by checking the box that states you're at least 18 years of age, you've read and understood the terms and conditions, and you do agree to them, that would be agreeing to the terms and conditions.
Okay, well, I'm going to consider myself stupid. I will never do that again. We'll just leave it like it is. Thank God it wasn't more money than that. Can you swear to me that I will not receive any more charges from this Gadget Club or anybody else that you have association with?
Yes, this account has been completely canceled, so there will be no future charges.
Okay. Well, you've been very helpful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you with?
Maybe a psychologist, but no. No, that's it. Thank you.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Oh, I will. Thank you.